30 children are sitting on the floor with sketch pads in their elementary school classroom. They're watching artist Gijsbert van Frankenhuizen. He's standing at an easel drawing animal shapes.
So we're going to make an oval shape right here with two ears on it. And then you can color it black. And you give him four short black legs. Make sure you make him black. Look at that. One sheep.
The children look up at the easel, then back down at their sketch pads, then up at the easel again. They're comparing drawings to see who's come closest to the artist's drawing, and they want van Frankenhuizen to show them how to add body parts to the sheep. Van Frankenhuizen has spent the whole day at this school.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for being so good.
He gets this kind of response everywhere he goes, and he visits about 100 schools a year. This student, Emily, has just seen, step by step, how the artist turned blank pages into the beginnings of a book. He's already illustrated children's favorites like Adopted by an Owl, The Legend of Sleeping Bear, and 16 other books.
I learned about animals.
What about them?
That they're cool to make.
Do you ever see any of the animals out in nature outside?
I see horses and cows and owls at night, and I hear them by my house.
Back at his home on a farm in central Michigan, van Frankenhuizen's wife, Robin, walks through the barnyard past the sheep and horse the artist uses for painting. She roams the property trying to call him into the house for dinner.
Within range, he'll say, "Oh!"
But he doesn't hear her. Since they bought this farm 25 years ago, they planted thousands of trees and made three ponds. There are lots of places to hide. But it's not like the couple is trying to get away from people and be alone in nature. They're happy putting them into one big mix. But I had it up here, so it wasn't until a couple days later that we finally caught up with van Frankenhuizen. He doesn't miss the chance to show kids the wonders of nature. He says learning about it can make classroom lessons easy.
I have boys, young boys, that normally don't do any journaling because they think it's for girls. But then they see what I do, and I write down the stuff that happens on the land. If I find a bird nest, I make a drawing of it. I put it in my book. I write it in a deer, a fox, anything that I see. And now those stories are kind of turning into books that we sell. And I've had several kids that now they're doing it. And I don't know if in the back of their mind that they're thinking, well, maybe I can make a book out of this when I grow up. It doesn't matter. They're paying attention. They're writing the stuff down. I think it's all good stuff.
Many states are cutting education budgets. Often art is the first program to go. But State Education Association spokeswoman Margaret Trimmer Hartley says parents demand art. Learning it creates interest in science, literature, and even math. She says van Frankenhuizen makes children better students overall. He supplements what regular teachers might not be able to provide.
His work has given all of us an appreciation for nature and the flora and the fauna around us. Now his lessons can give us all a greater appreciation for the issues of conservation and protection of that environment.
The warm, playful illustrations in his books touch both children and parents. In person, van Frankenhuizen is just as disarming. He's modest when he explains why he goes into classrooms to teach kids to draw year after year.
That's the only thing I know how to do. I don't know anything else. It's painting. It's fun.
It really isn't the only thing he knows how to do. His drawings are just the beginning. The trick he's mastered is to get kids to start thinking about themselves and their environment. For the GLRC, I'm Chris McCarris.